Up on Disturbed, there's an everlasting high-pitched machine room clatter, a prison mill stamping out license plates, and time is measured out by the didock, didock of a ping-pong table. Men pacing their personal runways to get a wall and dip a shoulder, and turn and pace back to another wall, dip a shoulder, and turn and back again, fast, short steps, wearing crisscrossing ruts into the tile floor, with a look of caged thirst. There's a singed smell of men scared berserk and out of control, and in the corners and under the ping-pong table, there's things crouched, gnashing their teeth, that the doctors and nurses can't see, and the aides can't kill with disinfectant. When the ward door opened, I smelled that singed smell and heard that gnash of teeth. A tall, bony old guy, dangling from a wire screwed in between his shoulder blades, met McMurphy and me at the door when the aides brought us in. He looked us over with yellow, scaled eyes and shook his head.
"I wash my hands of the whole deal," he told one of the colored aides, and the wire drug him off down the hall.
We followed him down to the day room, and McMurphy stopped at the door and spread his feet and tipped his head back to look things over. He tried to put his thumbs in his pockets, but the cuffs were too tight.
"It's a scene," he said out of the side of his mouth.
I nodded my head. I'd never seen it all before. A couple of the guys pacing stopped to look at us, and the old bony man came dragging by again, washing his hands of the whole deal. Nobody paid us much mind at first. The aides went off to the nurses' station, leaving us standing in the day room door. McMurphy's eye was puffed to give him a steady wink, and I could tell it hurt his lips to grin. He raised his cuffed hands and stood looking at the clatter of movement and took a deep breath.
"McMurphy's the name, pardners," he said in his drawling cowboy actor's voice. "And the thing I want to know is who's the Peckerwood runs the poker game in this establishment?